Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the Daycare and School at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
This is catalog number 9150. Catalog number 9150.
Almighty and all wise God, we come again to let you know we thank you for being so good and kind. We thank you, dear God, and we come to let you know we need you and can't make it without you. We thank you for every soul you have sent this way. You know what each one of us need, and don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed. And the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and you got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To Reverend Bibles and to Reverend Moman, who in the control room, still working up there a little while, and we'll be down here and after a while getting a few things together like I want, and that's where he was a lot of time. We thank God and to our deacons and to all of God's children. The Lord is a good God. We're gonna call your attention day to the last book in the Bible, the last chapter, and the 17th verse. Revelation 22 and the 17th verse. It reads, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come,
And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. We're going to use a unusual thought. Missing God's last train to heaven. Missing God's last train to heaven. Missing God's last train to heaven. If you know what we read in our responsive reading, how to be saved, and Brother Yarber come right along talking about you need to be saved. I thought I had something else to preach about. God knows, preacher know what I'm talking about. I thought I had it. But the Lord set me down and led me right here. He said, this for the day. Sometimes some of us, we get an attitude that the preacher try to scare you. Sometimes we get an attitude that said that I get saved when I get ready. When you give your life to Christ because somebody witnessed to you, it's for your good. Our job is just to witness. And somebody evidently need to be saved. Missing God's last train to heaven. Missing. You can't go to Russia walking. You can't go to Russia in your Mercedes. You can't go to Russia in your Chevrolet or your Chrysler or your Buick. You can't ride your horse. You got to go by air or by water. That's the only way, ain't it, y'all? Now, I don't care what else you come up with, you can't go to Russia. So it is by heaven. There's no other way to go to heaven but to go through Jesus. I don't care what Satan come up with. There's no other way except, and I and you have asked, and you can ask anybody, do they want to go to heaven? They're going to say yes. But as you be talking to them, they are missing God train to heaven right then. Amen. And don't even realize they missing the train. There is a train. Let me use that. Y'all don't care, do you? Let me use that. There is a train. Amen. And it's God train. And the part about it, right now, Jesus is the last train. Ain't no other train coming through to carry you to heaven, see. You better catch this train now. If you want to go to heaven. And let me tell you this, you don't go anyhow. You don't just go. You do anything on this earth like you want to. I know you've been having your way, but you don't do this anyhow. You don't just go there anyhow. You got to go the way Jesus said go. Well, Yahweh said he at hand talking the same thing. He right now. And you have to catch the train. You can't be too late. You can't be too late. And Reverend Walker, tell me why you coming out with a subject like this with the scripture you read. Listen. This is the last book in the Bible. This is the last chapter in the Bible. And Jesus giving the last invitation to heaven to mankind. This is Jesus' last invitation to heaven, to mankind. It's no second chance. No second chance. I don't care what the Catholics say or no other religion. It's no second chance. If you miss this train, it's too late. One day there was a fella gonna catch the train. And when he got there to the station, the man told him he's gonna be a little late. He said, "Well, why is it a little late? I go here to the snack shop and get me a little snack." When he went over there, he got to talking. His mind got so on what they was talking about until he forgot about the train. And when he thought about it, he ran over to the station and said, "The train got here." Said, "You just missed it. You just missed it. The devil will keep your mind occupied on everything but the train." And that's all the devil want to do, to keep your mind on worldly things. And you be so engrossed on worldly things until you forget about there's a heaven train. A lot of times, folks right now, their mind is on worldly things. And Jesus giving the last invitation. What makes folks miss the train? One question is because they reject the plan of salvation. They reject what God done said. They don't want it. They feel like they'll go anyway, but you don't go anyway. You got to catch this only train. And if you do what God said, you'll get on the train. You can't get on except you do what the Lord said. And we read the scripture. So if a man believe in his heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with his mouth that God hath raised him from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. That's not hard. But you just got to believe it. Heaven, and you tell the ungodly man, the ungodly woman, boy and girl, that heaven is picking up her last load. And you need to catch the train right now. Why he is coming through. If you want to now, that's if you want to go to heaven. You got to catch the train right now. And Jesus is calling and making the last call. On the morning train. They get to shout around there, say the evening train may be too late. I'm going home on the morning train. They have no coffee on the floor. They don't pews like this now. Didn't know what an organ looked like. An old plank church. And sometimes it be leaning like that on the outside. But the Lord always kept it steady. And they jump in that church and it's always stay one place. And they keep on singing, "I'm going home on the morning train." Because the evening train may be too late. The old folks used to sing, "Don't let God catch you with your work undone." We don't sing them songs no more, but something to them songs. See. Don't let God catch you with your work undone. Well, what is the work? The work is I accept Christ for my personal Savior. And because I've done that, the other stuff's going to come on working anyway. You can't work to get on the train. That's the work you got to do is to accept him as your personal Savior. So don't let him catch you with your work undone. Y'all remember the late Jane Robinson, don't you? He was the chairman of the deacon board. This was his song. I have song. I have a song that I can sing. And if I fail to sing and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Time to open up service. That was his song. I got a prayer that I can pray. If I fail to pray that prayer and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Isaiah, as Brother Yahweh was saying, but Isaiah 55 and 6 said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Didn't he say? Brother Yahweh said he had hand. And look what Paul told Timothy. Told us we are to preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. In other words, be instant, be ready all the time. But the season ain't going to be right all the time. That folks going to be saved. But your job is just preach. Be ready and let you know there's a season. You may want to be saved when the season ain't right. But you may die when the season not right. But you better catch the train when the season right. And sometimes folks say, I can give God my life when I want to. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't just keep on rejecting God's salvation. Now I'm going to wait till I get old, trust to brag about it. God hurt you. You trust to tell folks and look at folks. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to wait till I get old. Who said you're going to get old? If he let you get old and now you don't got old and now you feel like I want to be saved. Sometimes God turns his back on you because you already done rejected. You missed the season. You better catch the season. I mean, I always tell New Bethlehem, you better bring your child and give him to Jesus early. The Bible says, if you seek me early, you'll find me. If you seek me early, you will find me. The average person, when he get old, just about 9 times out of 10, if they didn't give Christ their life early, they dies and go to hell. That's right. That's when Jesus said, suffer the children to come unto me. Serve the Lord in your youth. For to bring children to Christ early. Because when they get old, what happens? Your heart get harder and harder. You can come to church and some mama wait. Every time you hear the gospel, your heart get harder. After a while, you become immune to it. Just like you take too many penicillin, and after a while, they do you no good. After a while, the gospel just nothing to you. Your hard heart. That means you better get him. Bring your children while they are young. 9 times out of 10, when a person get old, his heart get hard. And if he die, he can't do but go to hell. It's a funny thing about us. In these last days, the average parents now, they want to bring their children to Christ when they get 14. They can't do nothing with it. They can't do nothing with them now when they're 6. These children know better now. You know that. They smart. You'll carry them to kindergarten when they're 5 and want to bring them to Jesus when they get 12 and you can't even handle them. Jesus said, suffer, bring your children unto me. Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. You better bring them early. Jesus said, seek me early. And if you seek me early, you will find me. See, when the devil become a part of your life, he harden your heart. He always keep you blind to the gospel. Did you not know, listen to this, a little illustration. Did you not know, an example at least, that it's more easy to give up your house if somebody wanted to buy it sometime, if the state wanted to buy it, whatever, and you got to sell. It's more easy to give up that house sometime when you just moved in it. When you've been there for years, boy, you're a fife. I know what I got in this house. I know what I got here. I know what I got. I ain't been to give them. I'm going to court. I'm a fight. I got this. I got that. Blah, 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 blah. You don't want to give it up. Did you not know that when the devil stay in your heart 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, the devil don't want to come out? The devil said, this is my house. You better come early. You better bring him early. Because the devil said, this is my house. I'm going to fight. That man that Jesus called the demons out, did you not know? It's tore his body. Don't want to come out. You better bring him early. Missing God's last train for heaven. You better seek him early. God have been calling man ever since Adam sinned in the garden. Y'all notice that? It's something behind that. God does the calling. He called men, as Brother Yaba said, for one reason, to repent. That's his call. When man sinned in the garden, what he done? Took off. He always wants to hide. Always want to hide. He took off. But God does the calling. I'm looking for God. Go get him. He's near. But Yahweh said he even at your hand. He closer than that. If you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, he's that close to you. I found the Lord, but the Lord found us. Adam, yeah, Lord, where art thou? God know where he was the first time. But he just don't see what he answer. He been running ever since. You can't run from God. He trusts to hide in the bushes. Who do you think the bush belongs to? You can't hide from the law. So he's been running ever since. And man loved to hide from God. All through the Bible, God is calling men. He calling women. He calling boys and girls to repent. In Noah's days, God sent a ship through and told everybody to get on the ship because it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Get on the ship. Get on the ship. It's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Get on the ship. The world was wicked. The world was evil, corrupted, violent everywhere. It's like that now. The hearts of men was in a mess. Noah preached 120 years. What he was saying? Get on the ship, because God don't destroy this earth by water. Did you not know what my seven souls were saved? That was his family. All that preaching, one but seven souls converted. 120 years, the same thing. It's gonna rain, get on the ship. It's gonna rain, get on the ship. They laughed at him. I know sometimes y'all laugh at us. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Get on the ship. Look at that crazy man building a ship on dry land. It's gonna rain. Get on the ship. That was his topic every Sunday morning. All through the day. You talking about a 120 days revival. I'm tired of hearing the same thing. You ought to do what is that? Sometimes y'all say, you ought to lay off that. Start doing that. I'll lay off it. That's what you got to do. That's what's bothering you, see? It ain't me bothering you, the voice bothering you. And he preached. And after a while, it started raining. God had one way out. It was a ship. That's the only way you're going to be saved. You got to get on the ship. And did you not know it started raining? And when it started raining, the water got so high, they ran to the ship. But look at God. He's so merciful. Look at him. After he got everybody in the ship, all the animals, everybody in the ship that he wants, the one that's going to be saved, he left the door wide open for 7 days and 7 nights. Said, come on, y'all. 7 days after Noah and his son had built it and got all the animals in there, he left it open for 7 days of grace. And then it started raining. And when it got so that he couldn't go nowhere to no dry land, just about getting to, they got to the ship. The door was shut. And God put a key on it, a lock on it. They knocking. It's just still raining. That's all they heard, nothing but drip, drop. Drip, drop. Drip, drop. Drip, drop. Open the door, Noah! Open the door! Open the door! Help us, Noah! Noah said, I want to open it. But God got the key. A strange ship with one door. Ain't no two doors, ain't no back door, ain't no side door. One door. And God got the key to that door. They was too late. And we say we can't wait too late. Missing God's last train. Lord have mercy. God have, listen at this, another train going through the earth right now. And this train is picking up its last load of mankind to heaven. This train is named Jesus. It's a strange train. Oh, I got happy when I was getting it out. Every time I write something, I get happy. A strange train. Lord have mercy. Jesus is that train. And Jesus is the conductor. And he's been blowing his whistle just about 2,000 years. And the train ain't loaded yet. God Almighty. He's been blowing a long time, y'all. 2,000 years, a long time. He's been blowing his whistle. He's the conductor. The whistle goes something like this. Come! Whosoever will, let him come! The letter C, come! The letter O, all folks! The letter M, millions! The letter E, everybody! Whosoever will, let him come! That's the way the whistle been blowing. For nearly 2,000 years, and boxcar, passenger car, still got room. Yes, sir. He was a strange train. Amen. God Almighty. Yes, sir. I told you it's a strange train. Look what he said. He said, come. If you pull, you can come. If you're rich, you can come. If you're good, you can come. If you're bad, you can come. If you're sick, you can come. If you're evil, you can come. If you're wicked, you can come. If you're violent, you can come. Whosoever will, let him come. I told you, it's a strange train. It's so strange, reading those trains pass up and down our houses, and we watch them when we have to wait on them, they come by. If you notice this train, it has only one door. I told you it was strange. Here a train going down the track on the way to heaven with one door. You can't jump in the window. Can't nobody slip you in the back. You got to go through the conductor. You got to get on at the end of your part. You got to go through Jesus, and he is that door. A train with one door. Any strange. A one door train. You can't slip in. Heard of my. You got to go by him. He can't let anything in there. You got to be washed first. Ain't that right, y'all? He can't let no crooks get in there. He can't let no models get in there. You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. If you let a murderer go up there, he'll be shooting up folks. If you let a robber go up there, he'll be stealing everything. I've got to wash your face. That means you can't go in anyway. I don't care what the religions come with, what they come up with. It's only a way to go to heaven. Jesus is that way. A strange train. I told you, it was a strange train. It's so strange until you can go without money. You can't catch no train without no money. You got to have some money. I hear some folks say, I got my ticket. The ticket is Jesus. The ticket is I repent. Then he gave you a ticket. But the Yahweh say you got to repent. That's the ticket. Baptists ain't getting you there. You can go up there with Baptist ticket. God said, oh, you can't come in here. You can go with Church of God. They got not. You can't come in here. You can go with the Methodist. You can't come in here. You got to have Jesus. His name got to be on the ticket. You can't get in. You got to have Jesus' signature on it. A lot of folks trying to get in. I told you, it was a strange train. A strange train. On this train, I told you it was strange now. Yes, sir. On this train, there's no big eye. All right. Let me shout anyway. Yes, sir. There's no big eyes and little you. Yes, sir. That's the very reason so many folks hadn't got on. They walking with their chest poked out. You can't get on this train with your chest poked out. No, Lord, I don't care what society may say you are. You got to get humble if you're going to get on this train. You may be big in society. That don't get you on this train. Ain't you glad it like that? That's when I tell y'all, when y'all say you're in the church and you think you more than other folks, I feel sorry for you. I'm the pastor. But ain't no better nobody else. I'm just glad I'm on the train. God Almighty. But I got a job to do while I'm on the train. But there ain't no big I in little you. Because church folk got that kind of mind. Some of them think they better than other folks. You ain't no better nobody else. You could be out there right now putting dope in your arm. You could be out there walking the street just like an old drunkard. Oh, yeah. You could be laying up on the track about to get killed. We ain't no better than nobody else. And I don't find this out. I don't find out when a lot of folks, sometimes they've been in church a long time, they don't want to see folk come off the street in the church. What I'm glad about this train, God on the train, He is the owner. I ain't joking with you. You didn't pay no money for this train. God Almighty. A strange train. I told you it was a strange train. It's so strange until there's still room for you. I don't care how many pick up, it's still room for you. That's strange, ain't it? I don't care how crowded it is, it's still room for you. But it'll never be overcrowded. That's strange. I don't care if folks walk in by the million, it's still a seat for you there. A strange train. I told you it was a strange train. This train is ruined and it's blown day and night. You head in the morning and you head in the evening. You head in the daytime, you head at night. Come unto me, all you that are labor in heaven lane, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn me. For I'm meek, lowly, and hard, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. It's always blowing. It blows day and night. I told you, it was a strange train. Regardless, listen at this. How fast it may be gone, you always can flag it down. It always. Sometimes it come by like lightning. I dare you to flag it down. Brother Yahweh said, while he was dying on the cross, one of the thieves flagged him down. And God got him and put him on his bosom. Won't he do it? I don't care how fast it's going. I dare you get on the station and flag him. Other folks don't pass you, but I dare you to flag him. Ask the blind boys. They were sitting by the wayside and they heard Jesus was passing. He was coming out of Jericho. Yes, sir. They said, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy on us. All right. Some of the folks said, hush, leave him alone. They got a little loud. Ah, Jesus. Yes, that's what's wrong with us. We scared to call him, see. All right. We just ashamed to call him. Because some folks don't want you to call him. They got a little loud. They said, that's why Jesus stopped and said, bring them here. And told them, what you want with me? Lord, I just want to see a bird. I never saw my mother before. Oh, I'm a blinded eye. Won't he do it? He's a strange train. Look how strange it is. I told you he was a strange train. He blew at every crossroad. He let us know that he is coming. The crossroad is the heart of every man. The crossroad is the heart of every woman, boy, and girl. But what Yahweh said, he said, I stand at the door and knock. That's the crossroad. Everybody gonna know he's coming through. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, you the one got the latch on the inside. He don't break in your house. If you want to come in, he'll come in. I know Satan got bars all around it on the inside, but if you let him in, God will knock the bars out the way. That's all you got to have a desire. Because Satan don't want to give up the house. But he got to give up when God come in. When Jesus walk in, darkness got to move. So he blows at every road crossing. And sometimes folks ask, I don't talk to some. You have talked to them. No, they'll tell you sometimes when you tell them to give their life to Christ, they'll tell you, when God getting ready to save me, he'll save me. He always ready. It's up to you. It's up to you. You just ain't ready. You just ain't ready. Here's a strange train. And when we get on, you don't have to get off for nothing. The conductor is Jesus. He got everything that you need. He will supply all of your need according to his riches and his glory. It's up to you to stop the train. Him is picking up her last load. You don't have to do but one thing. Brother Yahba said, if you repent and tell the Lord to come in your heart, God knows he'll stop the train and call you in. Won't he do it? The Spirit said, come. The bride said, come. All the Christians said, come. And if you tired and thirsty, you can come right now. But if you notice what the scripture said, the Spirit and the bride. The Spirit is in the church. And I'm right about it. The bride is the church. And what God is doing now, he using me because I'm a part of the bride. Yes. And I stopped by to let you know to come. Yes, sir. The Lord wants to save you. Yes. And every child of God ought to tell somebody that Jesus died. Yes, but he didn't stay dead. Yes. He got up the third day morning with all power in his hand. Yes. I told you the Lord is a strange train. You can eat daily off of the conductor. Am I right about it? And Jesus is the conductor. He bred in a starving land. He is our water. And you don't have to get off for nothing. Am I right about it? I've been riding on the train a good while now. And everything that I need, the conductor got it. Yes. Am I right about it? Yes, when I get hungry, yes, I eat off Jesus. Yes. Am I right about it? Yes. When I get thirsty, I go get some water from Jesus. Yes. When I need some joy, yes, it's on the train. Yes. When I need some love, it's on the train. Yes. When I need some peace, it's on the train. Yes. When I need some faith, is on the train. Yeah. When I need a doctor, is on the train. Yeah. I need a lawyer sometime, is on the train. Yeah. Everything, yeah, that I need, yeah, is on the train. Yeah. I dare you to call me, yeah, when you're on the train. Yeah. And every chance, that you get, yeah, you ought to stick your head out the door and tell everybody it's peace on the train. Am I right about it? He'll come and see about you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Hell yes. The last train. I don't know your day that you stepped on the train one Sunday evening. Yeah. One Sunday evening, yeah, one Sunday evening, yeah, I heard the train, yeah, coming down the road, yeah, saying, come, 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 yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I flagged it down, yeah, because when you stepped on the train, it may have been Sunday, it may have been Monday, maybe Tuesday, it might have been Wednesday, it might have been Thursday, late Friday, early Saturday, but whatever time was, I know one thing, I don't do what I used to do. I'm glad I got somebody to control me. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Hey, yeah. 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 I stepped on board. Don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late. The train is coming by. Till the old ship of Zion. Is open to the old ship of Zion. Step on board. Step on. Hey. Step on board. The old, and those are the churches open. Ship of Zion, till the old, ship of Zion, hey, till the old. Step on board. Step on. Hey, step on board. I want to let you know something, that you don't have to worry who's gonna take care of you when you get on the ship. I got confident in the conductor, King Jesus is the captain. King Jesus, hey, is the captain. Get on board. Get on. Hey, get on board. I want to let you know something else, that you may say, Reverend Walker, can this ship carry me all the way across? I stopped to let you know that it had landed many a thousand. The doors of the church is open. It had landed for many a thousand. Oh, it had Savior right now. He calling your name, telling you to come. Come while it's day. For when night cometh, no man can come. He know who you are. He waiting on you right now. Because he loved you. He died for you. That you may have a right to the tree of life. He is a good God. I've been riding on a train a long time. I know he'll take care of you. Won't he do it? 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 Do you know he'll do it? God knows he'll do it. King, don't let the church is open. Jesus, he is the captain. King Jesus, hey, he is the captain. King Jesus, he is the captain. I dare you to flag him down. He'll tell you, step over. Step on. Oh, step on board. Will there be another one? Don't miss it.